1 John 3 says, little children, I want to explain something to you so clearly, I'm going to call you children. So you understand that I'm using simple language, language that even a child could understand. He that does righteousness is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil. You have to do righteousness to be righteous. You can't claim righteousness to be righteous. You can't believe in righteousness to be righteous. You have to actually do it. And if you do sin, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. If you sin, you serve sin. If you do righteousness, you're righteous. Back to Luke. One of my favorite verses, verse 49. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straitened till it be accomplished? They kind of go together. There's the second advent and the first advent there. The coming of Christ in wrath. The coming of Christ to bring fire on the earth. The coming of Christ to burn down the ways of the world. To burn down the earthly institutions. To burn down the earthly governments and establish his own government. You know, people wanted a sign. They wanted him to bring down fire from heaven. And oh, he's going to bring fire. They say, what will I if it be already kindled? He will find it kindled. What will I do? What will I do if I find it kindled? You know how joyous he's going to be, how excited he's going to be when he comes and he finds the fire is already kindled. The fire is already kindled. Good, that's just what I came to do. Bring fire. I want to kindle the fire. And how do they kindle it? Out of their mouths goeth forth fire to devour their enemies. Fire proceedeth out of their mouths. The sign of the end is not going to be fire from heaven because the devil is going to call down fire from heaven. God's going to give him authority and power to work miracles and bring down fire from heaven just like they wanted Jesus to do. And the people on earth are going to lick it up. They're going to lick it up. They're going to love it. Oh, look, it's God. He's bringing fire from heaven. And then when the witnesses, the fire comes out of their mouths and they're going to say, they have a devil. The fire is coming out of their mouths. But what it proves is that to the devil, God is in heaven and God is apart from him. But to the witnesses of God, that God is within them and the fire comes from within them and burns their enemies. And when Christ returns, he's going to find the fire kindled and we're going to kindle it for him. And he's going to rejoice when he sees us. And he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servants. Don't be mistaken. People don't understand this about Jesus and his coming. He's not coming to bring peace this time. He is the Prince of Peace, but he's going to bring peace through war. He's going to make war against them on the earth. Because they be warlike. And there's nothing to put them down but for to put them in their graves. He says, but I have a baptism to be baptized with. He speaks of his crucifixion. He means, I have to go through something. I have to be immersed in something. I gotta suffer these things. And how am I straitened? You know what straitened means? It means it's being pressed. It's a limitation put on him. He is limited to doing one thing, healings and good things, until he be baptized with that baptism. And then he goes on his far journey. Then he goes in way and waits and receives the kingdom and sits down at the right hand of God and waits till all his enemies shall be put under his feet. And part of that is bringing us into the kingdom and preparing us for the kingdom. That's the priority right now, to make a people ready so the full number of the saints be brought in. Verse 51, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. In one aspect, yes. But Jesus says, in another aspect, no. I tell you, nay, no. But rather division. He's come to bring peace, but not the way men think of peace. Men think of peace as, let's make peace. We'll come to a compromise. Jesus' peace is uncompromising. He's going to bring peace by destroying his enemies. By being that king that brings peace. Verse 52, for from henceforth thou shalt be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. That's what Christ's doctrine does. It should cause division. because it is so austere, it is so severe, it is so stark, it is so clear-cut that it should cause divisions in families. It'll cause divisions because not everyone's going to be able to accept it. And those who accept it can't abide with those who do not. You can't have, you know, oil and water, they don't mix. As Paul taught, the kingdom of God has no fellowship with devils. The righteousness of God has no fellowship with sin. God's not bringing peace. Not that kind of peace. Now let's all just get along. Let's all live in peace together. You know, you think, oh, let's just have our family members over for a peaceful get-together. Let's all just chitter-chatter. What you're doing is you're just giving into their ways. One has to give in to the other. There has to be some sort of compromise. And they may be willing to compromise, but I'm not willing to compromise. There is no compromise with the ways of darkness. No light has no fellowship with darkness. Verse 54, and he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversaries to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell you, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. You can see the signs of the times. You can see how things are going. Why can't you really see how things are going? You know, you can see, oh, it's going to rain. Oh, the heat is coming. Oh, you know, you can discern the face of the sky, but you can't tell what's going on in my ministry. And even among yourselves, you can't judge what is right, what ought to be done. You know, someone's accused you, and you're going to court. And you know what's right. Let's say, you could come to an agreement with him right away, probably. Because of the stubbornness and the impudence of your heart. You want to fight, so you can, maybe you'll win. In spite of being wrong. And that's why Jesus says, turn the other cheek, suffer wrong. But let that pass so you can go serve God. Don't be caught up in those worldly concerns that people go to court over. Rather, make peace. You know, on the way, settle out of court, in other words. Settle ahead of time. Make peace. Find a way. Lest he come and bring you to the judge and deliver you to the officer, and the officer cast you into prison. You've got to pay your debts. Oh, and I pray that, Lord, help me pay my debts. Oh, Lord, help me pay my debts so I can be free to serve God in his kingdom.